You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
This song is so funny.
38.
Yo, what up, BHL? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat BET Award After Show. I'm joined in studio by my lovely co-host, Miss Queen.
What's up, guys?
Sir Sean Allen.
What's up?
And you know we have Sir Ian Jarrell from GirlThat'sMySong.com.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me again.
Of course, we love you, Ian.
Yo, the BET Awards. First of all, I just want to give a clap to the BET Awards, y'all.
It was good this year.
Really good.
It was good this year.
Finally.
It was dope because it was good, and that was our first time working the red carpet. And we worked the red carpet at a good show, right?
Well, that too. So, all right, Sean, so tell us about your experience working the red carpet.
Last year, it was not so good, and we weren't there. So, thank God we were there for a good show. Wouldn't you agree?
Speak what you feel.
Is that how you feel, Sean?
That
okay,
is.
That's awesome.
You know, I would think that somebody would share the same sentiment as me, but it was really fun.
But it came out of nowhere.
And you got to be prepared, just like you were yesterday.
I'm always prepared.
All right, back on topic. So you guys went to the red carpet.
Yes, it was really fun.
It was hot. Everybody was really, really nice. It was chaotic. I can't stress how nice people were. It was dope. It was amazing. People were very responsive and receptive, even though, you know, it was chaotic. Queen was getting everybody's attention.
What was you doing out there, Queen?
Yo, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Like, I thank God for my big mouth sometimes.
Yeah.
Because people were trying to pass go, and I'm like, one question, just give me one question. Come on, give me one question. And they'd be like, I can't. I'm like, yo, I want to know how you feel about the Confederate flag coming down. They turn their ass right back around and come straight to me.
Yeah, I saw your video. Monica came back around.
Can I get a refill? L. Varner came back around.
We gotta hit that note.
We got August Alsina. Mm-hmm.
Jocelyn Hernandez,
Stevie J. Like, I've interviewed a lot of people.
Wow.
And the people who I was screaming for, people who was next to us was like, yes. So they'll try to snatch him, which we didn't mind. They were snatching him.
But they were getting some of your calls.
Yeah, they was getting my call. Just my screaming, being that somebody else will come up, they'll grab them. But then I'll be like, come on. Or like, say, if they circle back around, I'm like, come on. Like, Naturi, you, come on. I'm the one who called you over here. You didn't even give me my interview. She was like, you know what? You're right. And she came right back and gave me my interview. It was fun.
What was your highlight?
My highlight was hugging Patti LaBelle.
That was dope.
Patti LaBelle has been someone that I admired since I was young. When I was in high school, I used to sing all of her songs. And I used to love when she had her hair with the big fan. And when I saw her, I was like, I love you, Patti. And she was like, just like looking me in my eyes like, okay. I was like, can I have a hug? She was like, of course. And she kissed me on the cheek and she hugged me. If we look up some pictures, though, they probably got me standing next to her paparazzi because the cameras was much.
The Getty
probably got me standing next to Patti. But humble spirit.
She was really.
She
absorbed Queen. Like, she was really, like, engaged.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
That was genuine. On her part, because everybody was like, oh, we love you. You like, I love you. And they say, I love you too. Patti was really meant it. Like,
excuse me.
That was dope.
I got video of me.
Tell them how you ran after Nicki Minaj's thing.
And Rihanna. I got Rihanna real good. I got Nicki Minaj real good. I have, and then I got Patti real good in regards to after the show. a bitch was like out there like paparazzi. Yeah,
I seen you. I was like, damn, you like TMZ.
Yeah, I was TMZ.
If you guys want to check those out, make sure you guys check out the Beat TV on Instagram. We're going to get those up for you. Sean, what was your biggest highlight?
What was my biggest? Tinashe. Seeing, like, I was about to interview her. She was right there next to me. I grabbed her, and the camera died. Or what happened?
No, the camera didn't die. What happened was Sean, the whole time that Tinashe was being interviewed by the person next to her, his back was to her. You're supposed to turn forward and keep eye contact with her so she knows, like, look, coming when next. You're done, you're coming right here. So when he turned to grab her, he wanted me to Snapchat and stew the camera at the same time. So I'm like, okay, well, this is more important. Let me turn the camera on because the battery started to die. Right. So I was turning the camera on. By the time I turned the camera on and looked up, I'm like, yo, where's Tinashe? He was like, you were late. I'm like, how was I late? I'm like, yo, I'm trying to turn the camera on and catch Tinashe for you. But for the most part, it was cool. It was a very wonderful experience. Sean got a lot of Snapchats, a lot of pictures and stuff like that. And the experience was awesome. I think I got the bug. I think I want to do premieres more. I want to do red carpets and I want to do movie premieres.
Very fast paced.
Because it ain't for everybody.
It isn't.
It's not for everybody at all.
Yo, it is not. Let me look. It is not as glamorous as you think it is, people. That shit is overwhelming. I was supposed to go to Tyrese's house for after party. I was supposed to go to Tyrese's house. I couldn't even make it.
Too tired. I mean, yesterday they had y'all working from early
from in the morning. From 1 until like 6:30. On the carpet, and then we went inside the media room until 9.
And that was like 9. A mile walk.
Yeah.
We had to walk around the whole thing. It was really, really fast paced. Queen was very... I think she done this in her second life. She's very like aggressive, but in a good way. Everybody know who she is. People, I was very recognizable too, as well, because of my beard and I have my hat. Mm-hmm. And it's like you see the same people at the same events. So that was my first time doing that. It was just dope seeing how different outlets work and different styles, and so it was dope. And it's definitely something I want to do again. It was just an amazing experience. It was an amazing experience, and like the show was good.
I just want you to focus more on getting the footage for the show for BHL, as opposed to a Snapchat or Instagram pic.
Well, the camera was in red the whole time we were there.
It was.
All right, so let's talk about the show. So they had the pre-show. Lil Mama performed her sausage song, and I was just sitting here like, Lil Mama been around for too long to be doing a pre-show. But Alicia Keys was performing, so they were probably like, "Girl, you can't go inside."
That happened again.
You cannot go inside, but if you want, you can perform on the stage. Lil Mama did it. I love her. I thought the performance was great. I wish her hair wasn't that color because it just blended in with her.
What color did she have on for the pre-show?
She had a red outfit on, which was kind of like a 90s.
Is it the one that she had on?
Like a jogging suit or something.
Oh, okay.
It was like very TLC kind of.
Yes. It was like red strappy. It was a lot going on.
It was a lot, but for her, I didn't mind it. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like very Little Mama-ish, but she killed her performance. I loved it. Jeremiah and Natalina Rose.
Okay.
So Jeremiah came out. The backtrack was a little too loud for him. Could barely hear him. And I'm just kind of like, he should have performed inside versus having Fetty Wap inside.
But he hasn't had a song out in a long time.
He's still
had
so many.
He's written so many behind the scenes.
Don't tell him was at this BET Awards. Yeah. He should have been performing.
Don't tell him. He's not. He isn't that active right now in the industry for him to get that big stage. He isn't active enough.
Yeah, he's just not big enough. I think.
Yeah.
He's cool for a pre-show.
Fetty Wap is hot right now. Fetty Wap's been hot for about a year and a half right now. Well, about a year.
Just seemed like a pre-show.
He just opened the show to us. It was a hello.
That's the reason I wanted to do it, because it was hilarious to me that he was performing inside the BET Awards, and then that people were saying this is the love song of our generation. I'm like,
the love song of the generation.
I hope that was Black Twitter that said that and not anything major, because that's a joke.
Right. As you sip your tea.
I'm like,
the real joke.
Wow.
All
right. Well, let's talk about some fashion.
Yes.
So, Omeeka hit the carpet.
What did
Omeeka wear?
We didn't get to see Nicki on the carpet. They were on the front portion.
Well, people like that big usually just do the photographs.
And then when we were on our side, I looked on the other side, and Meek was passing on the other side of the carpet. Mm. So they probably just did that front portion, then exit out the same way they came in, and then exit through the other side.
Oh, really? So yeah. We have a picture of Omeka.
She's wearing like a black dress, right?
Nikki and Meek. Meek Mill. There we are.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't love really, them together.
I didn't like I this dress. Them together.
I don't like this dress either.
I like the one she wore inside with the V kind of.
I like the black, fact that she's normal.
Yeah.
She is. The dress looks so cheap, though. Like, all this buckling around
that,
the stomach.
You can see how big that thing is, though. But
it's very cheap. It's very Instagram boutique.
But I don't think they'll do that to her. She wouldn't wear Instagram boutique. That's definitely probably a name brand.
It's a name. It's definitely
Natori had on an Instagram dress.
Who? She did?
Remember she said the girl that had the African prom dress on Instagram?
Oh, Naturi. That was she. She said that's her personal friend.
Oh. So, I mean, it's their style. I like them. They remind me of a Jay and Beyonce, honestly, to be.
Yeah, I like they hood love.
Yeah, they real hood. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
Next, we got Karrueche. She came on the carpet with her
hair was everything. Yeah. Storm. She was giving storm, honey.
And then the dress, the whole outfit was one of a kind.
It was like, cute.
This is a wig.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a closure. Oh,
you better clock
her. Yeah, that's a wig. That's a closure. But it works. It works. I mean, you had to see that shit in person.
It's like she floated down a red carpet.
It was like, right. It felt like she was floating. But really? It looked like it also had a little bit of a mint green hue included on it. But whatever it did, Tokyo Style, shout out to Tokyo Style, who's an amazing wig maker and amazing hairstylist, amazing wig maker. Of course, I'm a hairstylist, so I'm got to give credit where credit is due. He did an amazing job.
They were comparing this to when Rihanna did her hair similar to that color.
Well, of course, they're going to always
gagger,
compare it to.
The gagger is she's still on this carpet.
Right.
Safari was nowhere to be found. Yeah. She made sure he was banned from that carpet, but she's still there. Yeah.
Which is so fucked up because he's 10 times more talented than this bitch.
No, but leave Karrueche alone.
I like her.
Leave Safari like her too. Alone.
We're not hating on Safari.
Safari was at the, I went to the Snoop premiere called Indiana Pill Run. Safari was there and he was at the Diddy party too. Miss Diddy party. But he was not at the VT.
But she did.
So, Karrueche, we was into it?
Yeah, I'm all the way into it. Look, her abs are coming out.
Definitely.
You see those 2, 4, 6 joints? Yeah. She working on that? Her little self.
Herbalife girl.
I just want her to do something. Like, I need something.
She
like,
has some shows that she's working on.
I saw
on.
That. She can't really act so far what I've seen just from Instagram, but I want her to do something. She I'm glad that she's not she's on here selling hair. She's not selling lip gloss. She's trying to do something.
Yeah.
So that's why I do respect her, unlike other, like, ex-girlfriends of rappers and singers. So I do like her, but I just wanted to do something.
Yeah.
I need something more visible so you could run this moment so it would make sense.
She's making her way.
She's on The Bay, and I was nominated for like 3 Emmys.
That was cute. Yeah, the soap opera online.
Sip your tea.
Okay.
Sip. Okay.
Webisodes are coming in.
Yes, they are.
All right. Next, we have Janelle Monáe. So, Bay.
Oh.
Hey.
I love it.
She always does this empress goddess situation.
Oh, sip tea.
What you feeling? You
I don't like her.
Warlock. I love her hairstylist. Her hairstylist is awesome. I honestly can sit here and tell you, I don't know if I'll have the patience to do that hairstyle. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work.
Really?
Yes. That's a lot of work.
She's so boring.
You think she's boring? I think she's trying to come up out of it a little.
I think she's trying. I'm glad she's not wearing suits like she used to. I'm glad she's grown out of that. Mm-hmm. But she's just so boring to me. Like, her performance was boring. Like, just her... I don't know. I'm just not here for her.
I think she's trying to cross over.
I wasn't mad at the performance. We'll talk about more, but I was more mad at her vocals. But we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, Ciara. I love you, Cece, but no, I don't know.
What
I don't
is
know.
It?
I don't
no,
know.
But she looked good on the red carpet. When we saw her, she looked good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She looked amazing.
I don't know what this is, though. Is that like
is it
metal?
Like chains?
Metal?
But
if
I
it's
hate
metal,
the length.
I feel it.
The length is bothering me, too. Like, you're too tall for it to stop around the ankle.
It got to hit
like,
the ground.
Like, it need to be a mini or hit that ground.
Like, I feel like she just got too comfortable, like, shopping at maternity hood or, like, something. She was like,
don't come really for like Cece.
No, you know I'll be riding for Cece. I'll be riding the video like, because I love the way she rides. All right, let's talk about some of the performances.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar.
He did a great job.
Great opener. Great way to
open
it.
I don't know if it was the best way to open it.
It's
it was
so
kind
cultural.
Of like, I know, but it's just kind of like, when I'm thinking
award show, like, mm-hmm. I want to go into it not, like, dealing with, like, politics mm-hmm. or, like, dealing with, like, serious topics. Like, I want to have a good freaking mm-hmm. time. I want to, like, yeah! When he came out, and I will say this, this, to me, was one of his best performances definitely. I've seen from him. Like, I was looking at him like, mm-hmm. did NSYNC, like, come try to make this? Like, his little choreography mm-hmm. and whatnot. I love the fact that he used the American flag because, you know, a lot of the times that we've been talking about with a lot of the issues going on right now, people are kind of skeptical mm-hmm. about really respecting the American flag. Mm-hmm. And I like that he put it out there and said the song that he chose was mm-hmm. a song about unity, coming yeah. together. Mm-hmm. Great performance, great mm-hmm. message. What'd y'all think?
I think it was a cool opener because it goes with the times right now. It was mm-hmm. a meaningful performance. It was good. And Kendrick hasn't been out on the forefront, you know, with this album. For some reason, he hasn't mm-hmm. been promoting this album like you would expect him to do, like he did his first album. So I'm glad that he opened it. And it was a perfect song for it to open the BET Awards. That's just my opinion.
I like anything with Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that he did the flag. And I love the fact that he always does something controversial to deal with what's going on right yeah. now. Whether people hate it or love it, he's going to stick with who he is. Yeah. So I say, fuck it. Go ahead, Kendrick.
Sean, I thought it was dope. I thought it was very appropriate, time appropriate. I like how the police cars are fuck the police, but the American flag in the background.
Does it say yeah. fuck the police on
no,
the
No, but you're standing on a vandalized police car, you know, and with the American flag in the back. I think that in itself, those two images together at the same time are very powerful. Shout out to Pharrell for that song, too. Pharrell produced that song, so that was dope, too.
Mm-hmm. And then I also think it's interesting you said he's not been promoting the album, and then in the middle of the performance, it was like that cut, and it was like, wah, 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 and then mm-hmm. it said How to Pimp a Butterfly.
We don't mm-hmm. get to see that when we in the media room.
Oh, so
We don't get to see any promos that they do, okay. like the things, because it goes to BET and then it start counting down on the thing. We don't get to see.
Well, no, in the middle of his performance, it like stopped, and it was like this. It was like a warning, and then all of a sudden, it was like almost like he infiltrated the award show and like went to promote his album. And I like that because I felt like that was kind of like, oh no, I want to promote my album.
Very subtle.
Yeah, it was dope. K. Michelle, Patti LaBelle, and Tamar Braxton. Auntie Tamar.
Yo, she was hot. I thought she was hot for diet pills. I said, first of all, she lost mad.
Where my girl?
Excuse me. I burped. Sorry. She lost mad weight.
She did.
And when she came out and them eyeballs was on 100, I said, oh, she high off them pills.
But she
right
does
now?
That in every performance.
For real?
She has no BET control over her eyes. I think she needs to, I love Tamar, but I feel like she needs to rehearse in a mirror a little bit more because she doesn't pay attention to her body, her mannerisms, nothing. It's just all over the place. But she looked good.
I think that
coat.
I think that.
I just can't, the way she walked out. Yeah. I was like,
but that was a moment. That coat.
I would have received that different. It was dope until Patti came out. Then when Patti came out, I revisited the performance. I'm like, mm-hmm. Patti LaBelle killed their set.
Yeah.
Like, Patti LaBelle was amazing. And I was like, Patti LaBelle is a legend. That's her fucking song.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Her vocal ability is just out of this world. She made them look like amateurs.
And Twitter was going off about that, saying that, like, why they should have had the original people that sing it, that, you know, covered it, like Coco and Kiki White.
Yeah,
they're like going
in,
and K. Michelle shut that right on down. She was like, but you're at home, Coco.
Oh!
She clapped back so quick.
No, Coco didn't say anything. Coco was retweeting. That's messy.
That's messy. And that's very subtle shade. So she came right for your neck since you want to be messy.
I love K. Michelle.
Well, my thing is like, I could feel Coco in the essence of it. But at the end of the day, and let's not take away from what this moment was, it was to bring two girls who socially have gone against
each
other.
Mm-hmm. Together.
And Mother Patti
and
was
Patti
like,
in the middle.
Exactly. Oh, wow. I didn't even look at it that way.
Now, my thing was this. When I found out that Patti was going to join this performance, K. Michelle comes out in her, like, stripper outfit, and I'm like,
that's disrespectful.
I mean, but then at the end of the day, Patti LaBelle was out here singing Voulez-vous coucher.
J'ai fait moi ce soir, right.
You know what I mean?
She ain't innocent one.
But I was just looking at K. Michelle like, Then Tamar came out, and I was like, girl, like, Tamar, how you let K. Michelle do you like that?
We saw her on the carpet. She didn't do any interviews. She hugged somebody who was being interviewed next to us.
Wale.
Oh, she hugged Wale. And I'm like, come on, K. Her booty
It's crazy.
That booty. Now, I got a fat butt, but K. Michelle booty is ridiculous.
She be doing those squats.
Shit. Squats. Laying on a table squats. Yes.
But she admitted to getting, you know, the fat transfer.
Yeah, she even did it on TV. Yeah.
They all have those booties.
Yeah. Everybody got those. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Starting.
Well, all right. Then we had Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill.
Oh, that was
so boring. Cute.
Yeah,
I thought it was cute.
No, of course it was cute, but it was a little boring.
Yeah. Okay, here's my thing with it, and I want to love them, but my thing is just like, I don't know. I just go back to the situation that you just came out of, and then there was Meek Mill tweeted a long time ago that he wanted to get Nicki Minaj and whatnot. But I'm just like, it's all in the face. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, really, y'all like had a BET award performance. And you guys are hugging. And you guys are like the first lady of like hip hop. And it's like, is Jay-Z and Beyonce coaching you? Like, is this like...
But the thing about Jay-Z and Beyonce is it was years before it was confirmed. Yeah. These people just came out the gate polarizing, selling their relationship. That's why I don't like it.
But I think they were dating on low for a long time. On a low. They were probably seeing each other during the Safari thing because, you know, Safari and her were probably having issues. Meek, of course, you know, like a nigga do, slide right on in.
We saw Nicki Minaj.
Slide right
in. At the end, Queen was like, Southside Jamaica Queens.
And Nicki stood out of her car and was like, that Southside Jamaica Queens in the building. We from the same hood. You feel me? But I think they compliment each other. I think she feels free.
Yeah.
Because my honest opinion about Safari, I never really felt him. I always felt like he was a leech. And I feel she's finally with somebody who's her equal. She probably got a little more money than Meek. But Meek is a multi-millionaire on his own.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
He don't need her for nothing.
No publicity, no nothing. Safari needed her for everything. Mm-hmm. And I felt like he was a leech, especially when I used to see him around Hollywood. But I think she's finally free. I think she's in a good place where she can be herself. If you follow them on Instagram, it's the cutest thing. Did you see them when they were on a little buggy going down the hall?
No, I can't. My roommate, she'd be playing. Updating me on Meek and Nicki's relationship. and it's like, maybe that's what irks me about it. She just be in my face about it. Because they are cute. It's just sickening.
So cute.
They're just a cute couple. Like, that's the only thing. I just really feel like they're a cute couple. And I don't take them that serious. Like, Beyonce and Jeezy, I take very serious. It's very planned, everything. They're just having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, she was at the basketball game during the BET experience, rooting for her man, playing the game. Like, little stuff like that makes you be like, they are regular. Mm-hmm. They're just people in love, enjoying life, and they just happen to be famous.
Famous and wealthy.
Like, little faces of her, like, she, like, looked at him, but then looked away. It was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
she'd
be looking
fucking
up.
Cute.
Like, she was hanging on. They were on, you know, that little scooter thing that everybody's on with the hands free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
the aisle hop.
Whatever that is. So he was on it, and she was, like, on it, and the way she's hugging him, and she's looking up, and he got the camera like, yo, isn't this dope? We don't have to walk through the airport. And she was like, don't go too fast.
A lot of people had those.
Like, that was, like, the cutest little thing.
Yeah.
They are able to be themselves with each other.
And she feels comfortable with him.
You know what else I think, too?
Shout out to Latif Daniels. Check out Iohawk Vegas on Instagram.
I think that they're, because they're so public with the relationship, I think that gives them privacy, too.
True.
Versus, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're so private and try to hide.
You want
to
dig. You constantly want to find something
wrong. And these two are so public to where they could walk, gallivant.
And be good.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody would care because, like, we're so used to seeing them. So it's crazy how,
they know what to give the audience.
Definitely.
And when she left with a hat on.
She
switched her whole shit up. She left with a hat on and shit. Like, I'm good, I'm good. And when I was like, my ass was like this.
She's walking out. And she had her hat like this, like, not trying to fuck with nobody. But as soon as she got in the car, she got out the window. She was all,
Jamaica Queens in the building.
Her ass ran so fucking fast. I was like, I'm not chasing that thing.
Here he go, Queen. You sure know how to run. You sure? He said, Queen, you're athletic. I said, athletic? I almost passed the hell out from the heat. He said, no, but Queen, yo, you be moving.
They really
booked
her ass. Like, ran in the middle of the street by the Civic Center. It was like a stampede. It was like hundreds of people I didn't even know was around, just came out of nowhere and started chasing after the fucking Maybach.
It was fun. Great day.
Oh my God.
Great day.
The Janet tribute.
Oh.
So,
I don't care what nobody say. hands down, Ciara's killed it.
Yes. This was meant for Ciara.
This was meant for Ciara. Ciara should have did the whole thing by herself. She didn't need Tinashe. She damn sure didn't need Eric Derulo. Is that his name?
Jason Derulo. He shouldn't have been there. That's his first.
Is this his first time coming? No, but that's just like, what does Jason Derulo and Janet Jackson have anything to do with each other? He's not even a great dancer.
It should have been Chris Brown.
No, it wasn't Chris Brown because Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson both have been advocates against domestic violence, and they would never line him up with them.
But if Ciara and Chris Brown would have did Scream,
That would have been crazy.
Oh,
take us all out of here.
That's all. That's all the tribute I need.
No one's thinking about the. He's paid his dues. What do you want him to do?
They showed Rihanna during his performance. I think it's like. That's kind of, it's over.
It's over.
Yeah, and she was singing A.O. Techno. She was like, A.O.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you saw her singing Janae's part on Post to Be.
Booty like.
I was like, I was mad Janae wasn't there, but that was sufficient.
Why wasn't she there?
I don't know. That's the only place she should have been.
I feel like when I watched the Janet tribute the first time, I was like, fucking Ciara. I've been upset with Ciara these past couple of years, but I'm like, wow, that girl had my mouth on the floor. It was just perfect.
We couldn't tell if it was Janet.
Yeah.
With the hair.
She brought out the wig.
She was like,
can I use that?
Yeah, we didn't know. We was like, is that Janet? Because she got her stance down pat, that leg movement. Yeah. I was like, is that Janet? Then she flipped back. We was like, oh, the whole media room was screaming.
Yo, so Tinashe came out. Didn't I call this Pleasure Principle?
Mm-hmm. No.
Now I watched it, and I watched her music video before I watched it because I was like, I like Tinashe, and I'm gonna hope that she does amazing for this performance. And so my roommate thought it was great. Did a great job. I was looking like
it was a safe performance.
I was just kind of like, what is this?
Yeah, it wasn't tight. Exactly. You know how Janet moved like
very water?
Exactly. Intricate. Like everything is tight, robotic.
It was very robotic. You could tell that she was counting. But what I will say, in her defense, she did a good job, but you have to also look at it. She was solo. They all had a crew of dancers. So if they messed up, we were able to focus and look at other people. She was by herself. She opened up the tribute. So I gave her a little bit of a pass. But this was a moment. So she did kind of slip up on her moment. But
she did good the reservation
bit. I can't look at it like that. Because 10+ years ago, MTV came out with the Icon tribute.
Which that was
Maya
way better than that.
Slayed. Now, I'm sorry. Ciara should have been a part of that situation. Because she would have been out there like, hey, y'all.
I watched the MTV Icon one. Thing on YouTube, that was way better than this.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was way better than this. I feel like it was sloppy. This was like kind of rushed. It was. And, like, sloppy.
But that If performance, I'm sick of seeing Rhythm, because that's so iconic. Everyone does Rhythm Nation. She's has so many other routines that's pretty iconic. Mm-hmm. But that If, that took me.
Last one?
No, when it was just Ciara first just started, just doing If when she had the wet and wait, I was like,
yes.
That was it.
That took me out of here.
That was it.
We was like, yes, CC. I mean, when she flipped that, I was like, we was like, is that Janet? Did Janet come out? Cut thumbs up to CC.
Yeah,
she get an A++. The two of them, I give them a B.
Well, I'd give Tinashe a B, and then Jason, I'm like,
a C.
Yeah.
The fuck to all for
I
you.
I don't even remember him. I don't remember his performance. Like, I remember him being there, but I was like, okay.
Nobody,
like,
if you look at all the blogs, they're talking about Tinashe and Ciara. Nobody
exactly.
agrees.
No.
Jason Derulo.
But so I did think about this while watching that performance. Media alert, Tinashe and Chris Brown should date, because I feel like that would elevate her career. It would actually kind of water down Rihanna a little bit. But imagine Tinashe, after watching the All Hands on Deck video, Tinashe and Chris Brown in a music video together would
But you know what's crazy?
Be epic.
She's very close to her family. The question is, will her family let her date somebody like that?
She is very close
She's
to her
very
family.
Close to her family. Her mom and her dad is very involved in her life. So the question is, do you think he always trying to come for me? Like,
no,
I don't know,
you know
nothing.
Your
stuff. What do you think? I don't know nothing. I just don't say much, but I know a whole goddamn lot. I think her parents are very selective with their daughter. I think everything that she's doing, they are literally helping her take every step to make sure that she keeps her integrity in order. So in regards to her dating Chris Brown, I don't think that's ever going to happen. Now, in regards to a collaboration, I think that'll be awesome. That'll be epic.
She does need to date somebody, though. It's day and age when it's just like to be a certain level star, you got to see you with somebody.
Yeah.
And then I remember when they was like linking her with Future because they was in the studio together, and she quickly tweeted, "That's just a friend. We're not together."
But she never spoke about that Calvin Harris thing. They linked them together.
That's true.
Who's that?
He's with Taylor Swift now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He did Rihanna's.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
Oh, where have you? Okay.
All right. So I felt like Beyonce was at home watching Ciara do that, and she was like, "I would
never."
But that's why I fuck with CZ, because no matter what CC has done or where she is in life, she still gives props to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A legend is like.
She was dope. Like that. My mouth was on the floor. I'm like, wow. But when I watched it again, though. She messed up. Ciara was two counts too fast.
Oh, yeah,
for
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you watch it twice and you would like...
But you got to watch it twice.
Yeah.
All that matters is the first one.
That is true.
You understand what I'm saying? You can watch it twice and break it down all you want. But that first initial, first performance, mm-hmm. no one saw nothing messed up. Yeah. Nothing. Everybody saw...
I thought that was fucking Janet.
She killed it. Mm-hmm. We thought it was Janet.
She had the
that
Janet.
Wig was everything.
Yeah. That was Janet's All For You wig.
All For You.
Yeah.
She killed it. I think she did a great job.
Her body was looking bomb, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some abs, and it was like still feminine, though. Mm-hmm. Like, Ciara out, and you know, I don't fuck with Ciara like that. I was really like, wow.
I
Ciara was, that was dope.
That was a moment. Gonna go up.
Shout out
maybe,
to Ciara.
Maybe.
All right, so I thought the Janet tribute was going to be my favorite part of the show.
No.
Bad Boy Reunion came on the stage, a 10-minute performance, and 10 minutes was not enough. I need this to be a tour.
That needs to be a tour. It needs to be a tour.
That could be a whole
quickly.
Stadium tour.
And I was like, they could have pulled out a whole bunch more people. Like, if Dream came out, Day 26, like, they could have just...
The band, remember that?
If the band came out.
Like, whoa.
Bad Boy.
Oh, my God.
I would have died.
But you know what? I was waiting for Craig Mack. He was the first actor.
They're not friends. They're not friends anymore.
But... Remember what Faith said? Her and Kim kind of had a...
No. Puff and Craig Mack are not affiliated at all.
But it's other people. What about... Oh, Loon's Muslim now.
That's right. And he's... Yeah, he ain't...
But wasn't Kim and Faith, like, publicly beefing?
Yeah, but that's...
I think they've squashed that, like, years ago. They'll never be good girlfriends. They ain't gonna be Judy's no time soon.
They took some nice, intimate pictures.
Yeah.
But I mean, this was a big thing. At the end of the day, they both were in love with the same
band.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, you have to put that squash it at some point.
And that's so long ago.
Yeah. 20 years ago. Yeah. Can we live
but
a little
shit,
bit?
Shit, fucking Craig Mack.
Can
look
like the
but
same
you got, but the it's business. Right. They didn't have business. They was fucking the same man. Biggie, I mean.
Are you talking about money part?
I'm talking money. You ain't. Biggie, I'm. Puff and Craig Mack, that combination will never happen. Mm-hmm. You ain't hear about years ago when Craig Mack showed up at one of Diddy parties and was sitting in VIP. Diddy jumped over the couch to try to attack him. They got a picture of Diddy going to grab him and everybody pulling Diddy back. And Craig Mack is like this, like, don't hit me.
Wow.
They got beef, deep beef. This is pussy beef. Yeah. That's two bitches who could get away with it. They were sleeping with the same man. Moving right along.
I wanted Mary J to come out in Total. I just need
I wanted
oh,
Total.
I wanted Total.
Pam put on Instagram that they couldn't come to an agreement. The girls, Total.
Because the only two of them want to do it.
Yeah.
The third, she's
sitting there with Omar Epps.
She just had a baby, too.
Yeah, she just had another baby. Mm-hmm. She's with Omar Epps. She's chilling. Her life is set. Mm-hmm.
That is, she married well.
Yes. Yeah, she married well.
But
this?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Fucking Lil' Kim stole the fucking show with 8 bars from a 20-year-old song. She stole the show.
She came out the ground in
when
that squat.
She
hardcore.
Came
I was like,
out the ground
hold on,
buddy.
I rewind that 3 times. I'm like, I don't care. What's,
yo,
she
made it
when
killed
she
that.
Came out the ground in that squat and said, "What the blood clot?"
Yes.
We said,
Everybody went crazy.
I don't care what they say about this girl, Lil' Kim. She ain't never lose it, son.
Mm-mm.
This bitch right here is always going to be epic.
A star.
She's a star.
That is
no
a
matter what,
rap icon.
She's oh my gosh, she Simple gave me that. Goosebumps. I wanted to cry.
She was dope. That entrance was amazing. Yes. Her stage presence is just
look where she at. She's dope. Yeah. She in it.
Like, he could do nothing but rue her on right yes. there.
But she knew that this was her moment. She needed to not fuck this up. Yeah. She knew, but she was with family, too.
But you know what?
And it Look brought it back to that moment.
What I did, though, what I did, I see these performances. I go back and I look at prior shit. Little Kim always gave a good fucking show, though, no matter what. And I'm comparing her to Nicki Minaj. She always been a star from hardcore performances. Lil' Kim always worked and ripped the fucking stage. Nicki Minaj don't have the stage presence this woman have.
I just think she was a born bred star. Yeah. She was bred different. She come from a different era when you can't get on stage and half-ass. Mm-hmm. Right. She had to own that shit from day one. I feel like Nicki was able to just do her thing and be prissy, just walk across the stage and lip-sync. She couldn't do that.
And plus, she had the best rapper of all time behind her, Big. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to be the best. Yeah. So that was really, really dope.
I wish they gave her a little more, though. I wish we saw a little more. But I think that there's a reason why they kept it.
They need to do to this. That. Because they to had be Mace come
up twice. Hold on. Yeah. I think this was dope. That was a statement. Like, she, 8 bars, a 20-year-old song, she stole the whole show. Yeah. I think that was perfect. That was perfect.
Between that,
was
that and Diddy hitting the deck, that was it for tonight.
Which, by the way, rewind that swing back. If you pay attention, right before he falls, there, I don't know if they something had spilled and they were cleaning it up right before, but I noticed this. Right before he walks over where he falls, someone reaches out and does something on the stage, pulls their hand back, he walks forward, and then he falls down.
Damn. You think somebody probably dropped something on the stage?
I don't know. So I don't if there was maybe a sweat.
See, because he fell in the hole, because what happened was, if you really pay attention, you could see Blonde. I think Kim was already in a hole waiting for her pop-up. And I think they opened it too soon. He may forgot his time, and he fell into the hole. Then right after he got back up, then that's when she was able to emerge. I think she
fell. No, I don't think so, because he fell right where that... See that man with the black guy with the suit?
Jadakiss? Yes.
Nope, in the pit.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right over
in
here?
The pit.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, okay.
Someone with fell
a,
in that area.
Someone with a white glove wiped something on the stage and pulled his hand, it was a woman actually, with that man, pulled their hand back, and that's when Diddy went and fell. And I was like, wait, was that a setup, like, for someone to talk about? I don't know, I'd be too conspiracy theory, but
I would just think what go Ian back is saying is it. Making think, a little more sense,
he was all in
up,
the hole.
She came out the hole, like, right here.
But you know what, the dope thing about that, was a dope moment to me, because he got fucking back up and was doing his little Diddy bop.
Yeah.
So
he was looking like he could not.
All I kept saying was he owned the town. I said he's so old.
Because that back was hurting.
I said, yo.
Cassie's in the audience like, damn.
I was like, yo, his ass ain't going to be able to get up in the morning. I said, yo, his whole shit going to be swollen. Yeah. Like, yo, just give me a minute. I need to sleep for the day. He was trying, though. He was trying. It was great, though. That was the performance
but
of the
you
night.
But you know what, too? And Nicki Minaj, fucking shady. Platinum singles, platinum albums.
What award is this again?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, she mad because Lil' Kim... Little 8 bars still fucked over all her performances.
And then she was like, if you don't live your dreams and you don't live your dreams, or you forget to do something and somebody else come and do it, you can't be mad at somebody but yourself. Some shit she said that she said. Like she was throwing shade. But at the end of the day, Kim killed her. That's it.
Exactly.
That's it. Kim.
Because if you compare those two performances, they both did a couple bars.
Nicki know Kim killed her.
And Nicki was probably in the audience trying to keep that shit in, because Nicki grew up to her.
Exactly.
She know what's up.
Exactly. If you were on your feet and not on your feet in that audience, you wasn't watching the same show.
You're a hater. Mm-hmm.
You had to be mad. Like, because every performance was good.
In the media room,
everybody was screaming.
As soon as Lil' Kim popped out, everybody went crazy. Yeah. Everybody.
We was, best performance of the night.
All right, let's go to anyone else. Have any other performances that they were really into? Or? By the way, when Pharrell came out...
His non-aging ass.
Non-aging.
I didn't like that song. I thought it was very like... What I try to do, I don't like to judge songs when I hear for the first time as a performance. I'll wait till I can hear the actual audio of it, then I'll judge it, but... It was kind of like, where is this coming from? I just wanted to keep this running. Keep all the 90s, Bad Boy, just keep it running.
Album that's coming out. Yeah. And I felt like the song actually had a pretty... consistent feel with mm-hmm. the sound that we were hearing yeah. from older Bad Boy records.
Is it, what's it, I didn't pay attention to the song. Was it a song from the 90s or a recent
one? No, it's a new song.
It's
going to be his new single. Yep,
why,
his
new why would he do that?
And he changed his name back to Puff Daddy. He changed back.
He needs to change his name back to Puff.
That's who he is.
That's who he is. Exactly. He was Puff last night.
Puff.
He was Puff.
He even grew the hair back.
That was the locks. That was 112.
That was every.
Poor Diddy. Diddy old.
Okay, wait. One last thing. 112, love y'all. But yeah. The man, why was he wearing the skirt?
Who had on a skirt? Which one had on a skirt? I didn't even get to pay attention to that.
Not Mike.
Mike is the bigger one.
Yeah.
It's Q Mike.
It wasn't. Right. It wasn't Slim.
Slim wouldn't get caught in there.
Yeah.
Q Mike. And who?
Q, Mike, maybe Slim, Q. And Duran.
Maybe.
Q was the Dawson one.
Q, Mike, Slim, Duran. This is what you wait. You remember that?
No.
112.
You remember that, right?
See? All right. Let's go to some winners. Wait. Chris Brown, Tyga, and Omarion. How do you feel about
Chris
that
Brown, like... I thought Omarion was dope. Omarion could dance, but Chris Brown, when you put people on the stage, like, you really see. Yeah.
You really see, because Chris killed that.
Yeah,
Chris was like, I'm about to go on tour. Here's just a little preview, which you can expect.
I'm so happy. Because
he put on a show.
And you know how I feel about Chris. Yes.
And he's so fluid and just natural and just... And that boy got some energy.
He can't do no wrong.
No wrong.
No wrong in my eyes. Absolutely not. People need to leave him the hell alone.
I would pay good money to see him.
I'll tell you that. He's a great performer.
Great show. He puts on, like, he's one of those artists, he could just go on tour by himself. He doesn't need no opening act.
He has
a whole catalog that I want to see. You could perform Yo. You could perform whatever you want to perform.
He got up there and danced with Diddy, too, didn't he?
Did he hop up there on purpose?
He hopped up on the stage, and then he ran through the... He was feeling it.
He was...
That shit had him hype. That shit had him hype, son. Yo, he just made him. He did a little mama moment. Yeah. He bounced up on the stage. He did a little jig and then ran through the audience. He was in the back. He couldn't take it. He was just feeling it. He was just in his whole nother world. He was just dancing everywhere. Mm-hmm. We're like, yo, where the hell is Chris? Camera caught him all the way up in the audience.
That's it. Pre-show for you next year.
Right.
Was I the only person that didn't like The Weeknd's performance?
Oh, I didn't like it.
Or Alicia Keys.
I just need Alicia Keys to just...
I'm over
her. But I liked her version of the song, because I do not like him. I liked her version of the song better, and I felt he could have gave that to her, because she needs a comeback single quick.
No, she needs to stay home and raise her kids.
Alicia Keys, her voice just ain't coming back no more. There ain't no coming back. It's like, Vegas ain't even...
People keep letting Mariah back. Come on.
You just compare Mariah to Alicia Keys?
No. Absolutely not. But I'm just saying, like, we keep letting certain artists keep coming back and coming back. Alicia Keys get a cute little single. I'm over that piano.
I'm over the piano. I'm over that whole thing. I'm over that.
She gets worse with every performance.
Yeah. Oh,
damn.
And every song.
I'm sorry, Alicia. I didn't mean to bring you up.
Every single comes out, it's always the same type of song. Like, Alicia, girl. Like, you should have came out with that song with Beyonce. Whatever happened to that with the video?
Beyonce wasn't having that. She didn't look cute in the video, probably.
No, that's what they said. They said that Beyonce didn't like her look and they scrapped the video.
Yeah, she was like, I ain't having that.
It'll come out one day on Tidal.
If Tidal don't shut down first, hello. Ooh.
All right, let's talk about the winners. So, just a couple awards that were big. Best R&B Pop Male, Chris Brown.
So happy for him.
Totally deserved. No other R&B guy touched him this entire year.
Yeah.
No one.
Omarion, like, love you, bud. But.
Omarion was looking good on that carpet. April?
She's so bad. She's so bad to me.
She has that biology degree.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's sweet.
And bad. Yeah.
Nice girl.
Popping. Okay, sorry.
Beyonce.
Of course.
One best R&B. Yeah. Wait, but the Beyonce album came out last year? Or was it for this year?
Last year. The sneaky one?
2013. December 2013.
Yeah, so
really?
The sneaky one? Was she just
Yeah, so it was, right?
I thought that was 14.
That's what I was looking like.
I thought it was 14 too.
14.
Yeah.
Just happened. Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because Partition and all that she performed.
Yeah. But she did run those singles for the entire year.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah,
sure. Who else was nominated?
But I'm kind of over them not showing up.
Me too. But
why even nominate? Then Nicki Minaj in a rap thing, like, why even nominate them? Why even televise these awards? We know who they're going to. Then Beyonce never shows up.
Well, how do you guys feel about the best female Nicki Minaj? I mean, this is something that we talked about. What's her name? Azealia Banks.
No one's touching her.
6 years in a row. Well deserved.
Well deserved. She's been working hard. Yeah. She's been putting she's been putting in work. No matter what people want to say about her, about Nicki, Nicki's been putting in work and dropping new shit, whether we like it or not. Exactly. She's always coming with something fresh. People can say what they want to say about Iggy Azalea. Iggy Azalea needs to stay under the rock.
Azealia Banks.
Azealia Banks. At least she got a nomination. That's good.
But she was mad about her nomination. She was like, why even nominate me if y'all know y'all already going to give it to Nicki? She wins every single year.
But at least she's nominated. Yeah. At least they gave her some sort of recognition.
Yeah. Who do you see coming up right now that will eventually have the chance? That's like who I'm thinking. That's the only person I can like really think about. Mm-hmm.
I do like her.
She needs a different type of visual branding, I think. For her, because it's kind of all over the place. You never know what you're gonna get.
She just looks late to me, but I like her. I like the music. I think the music is cool.
I haven't had my moment with her yet, even though I like her songs, but I haven't had my moment.
Tink is dope.
But no, she's amazing. She's amazing, amazingly talented.
I like the singing part of Tink, not the rapping part of Tink.
Me too. All of it.
Me too.
And she has the best rap flow. She has the best song flow. Like, you just want, I don't even got hair, but I would comb it if I had. Best male hip hop, Kendrick Lamar.
He deserved it. God bless him.
No, I wish it was Drake.
J. Cole. You wish it was Drake?
So y'all don't go off to know yourself in the club. No one's ever used the hashtag woes this entire year. I love Drake. I like this album. This album was dope.
Woes.
Everybody, everybody.
Six with my woes.
The song was a major thing. I feel like Kendrick, none of the songs, we all know it because we're like music, but did the world really know Kendrick Lamar's single?
Drake do bring a pop element to his music.
Didn't Kendrick have
music.
The number one? What was that? Not Drake.
What about J. Cole?
J. Cole had the number one song.
I do like J. Cole. J. Cole, but he just doesn't like promoting stuff to me.
He's not so true. Just like Kendrick hasn't been promoting shit either.
I know. I don't know. I think they only gave it to him because Drake didn't want to come.
Sip your tea. Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
Okay. Let's just be honest. She looked good on the carpet too.
Who?
My God, Dej Love.
She looks so uncomfortable.
That hair was. That sun was shining on them curls. I was like, who is this girl? She's popping.
I think she's
beautiful.
Really, really
black
pretty.
Dress. Pretty girl. Her hair was popping. We didn't get her because I didn't know it was Dej Loaf at the time until I saw the pictures. But anyway, I'm sorry. She looked good. I think at the end of the day, people got to do what they got to do. Kendrick got it. Let him give his. And he's from L.A. They got to give him his props sometime.
And I think it's good just to give someone like that platform so now more people will be into him. Like, oh, wait, why did he win this award? Let me check his music out. And let's get that kind of music into people's ears. Mm-hmm. Video of the year, Beyonce 7-Eleven.
She wasn't there, so I was disappointed about that. They knew she wasn't going to be there. But I think that's the most un-Beyonce video we've ever seen, and it won an award, and that was dope. That was, you know, you don't have to be all glammed up and have a million dancers behind you and a high video production value to be recognized.
Not only that, it went viral. Everybody and their mothers, all the girls is at home trying to do that and have, you know, how to battle things that y'all be doing. Mm-hmm. People be doing the battles for the 7-Eleven. I think, you know, God bless. Beyonce's always going to win an award, whether she's present or not. Exactly. That's just the way the cookie's going to crumble until the bitch retires.
Well, boom. Overall, I thought it was an amazing show. VMAs, y'all need to come hard this year. I can't even imagine what the VMAs can really do.
When is the VMAs?
Usually end of August, beginning of September, depending on that. I mean, overall favorite moment for everyone?
It's a tough one, but I'm going to just go with the Bad Boy. That made me feel like I was in middle school again. It was so 90s. I felt bad. I felt kind of bad. I'm like, I was too young to know every single lyric.
That's crazy, huh?
You couldn't tell me. I didn't grow up in that era. Sometimes that made me feel like, heck, I wanted to be this age right now during that time.
To
really appreciate it and enjoy the 90s. But the Bad Boy reunion was hands down my favorite moment.
Hands down for me, Little Kim coming up out that ground.
I think being there was the moment for me, the whole experience.
The Little Kim coming up out the ground took me out of here. Dude, when that bitch said, What she say? Yeah, you know she go like wanna Rick Ross. With the bee, huh? When that bitch said you wanna rumble with the bee, huh? And that bitch went down like this. I was like, Jesus, take me out of here, pick me up, pick me up. So definitely Bad Boy, definitely the Bad Boy 20-year reunion.
It was everything. I even love the beginning with Diddy in the mirror.
When he's coming out. It just brought back more money, more problems. It just brought back everything. They brought the 90s. Back
the era when music was good.
Yes. What about you, Sean?
I like just the whole thing. Being there was dope. The Bad Boy reunion was definitely the highlight for me, but just the whole experience being there was, you know, amazing. Something I would never forget.
Boom. Well, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up all week long at BHL Online, also on The Beat TV on Instagram. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Ian, where can they tweet you?
At Ian Jarrell.
You could tweet me at Queen Live, Instagram at Quink Wink. Oh, I said Quink Wink. Instagram and Snapchat at Queen Wink.
Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Sean Allen Live.
Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.